Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
It's never too late to say you're sorry, Hugh.
I ain't saying sorry.
I know. That's fine. I am. You can disappoint the... We have a live studio audience here every week, like we always do, and you disappoint those people.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying sorry.
You're sorry for not saying sorry?
I'm not going to say sorry.
Okay. Well, you should, because you ripped Nebraska like we all did. And here, look at this Phillies team right now. 22-15.
They're doing the job. Still got a long way to go.
They do. But right now, it's good baseball. And that's a
it
heck
is
of a,
good baseball. No question about it.
Heck of a comeback win last night for the Phillies. And really hit me. Lizardo with another good start. Second most valuable pitcher in the NL right now. Kepler with a really good at-bat in the ninth inning to help them, you know, tie the game there. And then... Of course, even the smaller thing, like just holding on to Taijuan Walker when half of us, or maybe 100% of us, said dump this guy for nothing, he's helped this team this year. That's good GM work. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls up here? Also, it's a try day Friday. Something Hugh Douglas would not try. Best answer we get, and it could be anything. It could be food, an experience. I mean, we talked about rowing or canoeing. Hugh's out on those things. You wouldn't canoe?
Hell no.
Even in a lake?
Mm-mm.
What's the worst that happens?
I can fall in the water.
And you get back up. You get wet. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. No.
I ain't getting in the water.
And this is going to be an easy
Might
one
be
for
electric
callers.
Eels or something.
Electric
in the
eels in a lake?
I don't know. Ain't no telling what's in the Schuylkill, man.
Not electric eels. I can pretty much guarantee.
I don't know.
All right, poll question. Do you believe there are electric eels in the Schuylkill? I personally do not. All right.
I don't know what's in the Schuylkill.
Do you think there are electric eels?
I don't know what's there.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, what do you think the percentage chance is that there's an electric eel in the Schuylkill?
Zero.
Probably not great.
No.
Okay.
Because I think they're saltwater creatures, to be honest. But that's not – freshwater creatures can eat you. They're like, have you seen some of these catfish, man?
All right, hold on. Nothing in the Schuylkill is eating you.
Catfish is going to eat you?
A flesh-eating bacteria can eat me. I'm not taking no chance, man. That's just
– You're afraid of catfish?
You know what? They have those big-ass carp in the Schuylkill. I saw somebody catch one.
Yeah.
Like they got some big fish in
it. But it's the people catching the fish. It's not the other way around. All right. Look, can we hear from Dave Dombrowski before we go back to the phone lines? A couple days ago, Dave talking about getting hot at the right time with this Phillies team.
To me, the answer is not the missing piece. The answer is playing well at the right time. And so when you say that, I've always felt you go out there with four good starting pitchers, right? Well, we have four good starting pitchers. You go out there with a good bullpen. Our bullpen didn't pitch well. It just didn't. I mean, that's the way it is. But I really thought going into the postseason that it's an incorrect judgment by me and by a lot of us that we thought our bullpen would pitch. That's what you're looking to do. We didn't score enough runs. We just did not. I mean, we scored runs in one game. We did not score runs in three games. And so... You go back in the past years, there's some games we scored runs and there's other games we didn't. But you really have to play well at the right time.
Well, they do. I mean, for me, it's their approach right now that I like more than – I mean, I recognize it's still early in the season. I just – offensively, they have a better approach. They're top 10 in pitches per plate appearance. They're third in on-base percentage. Their pitching staff has struck out the most batters in baseball. These are good things. I mean, these are things you can hang your hat on. 215-592-9494. Justin is up next on WIP. Hey, Justin.
Thank you. Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, Justin, what's up, buddy?
Thanks for Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
Ah, you got it, man. What do you think about Dave in the offseason?
Yeah, I would say I don't think I necessarily owe him an apology because I was never really, you know, bashing him. I definitely thought he should shake up a little bit. I thought Alec Baum, I kind of wanted him to go after last year. But I remember when they got Lizardo, I thought that was a really – I couldn't believe they got him for what they got him for. And so for the most part, you know, I think there are some people that owe him apology, but I've been pretty high on this team. I think they're going to be – you know, top 3 to 4 team in the MLB, and, you know, we'll see what happens when the playoffs come.
Well, I mean, so far you look right on that, Justin. And the Lizardo trade, I think part of it was, I'm not sure if you remember the exact moment, I think it was they traded for him the morning of an Eagles game, so the whole story just got buried, right? It was around Christmas time, it was an Eagles game, and the Eagles were having a great season. We just kind of didn't talk much about it, but so far it's been a great acquisition for the Phillies. Justin, give us something you don't think Hugh Douglas would want to do.
Can I get a quick word of Andrew Painter real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I haven't been as excited about a prospect in a long time since probably Dominic Brown, and I just think, like, he's in AAA, he might be ready to come up now, but if it were me making the move, I would say, I want to save it. I want him to be able to pitch in the playoffs. I know he's going to be on inning count, so yep. I would bring him up very slowly. I don't think we need starting rotation help right now, so I'm very excited about him, but I think we should save him for, you know, when it counts later in the year.
Yeah, I know the morning show was discussing how he only went 3 innings last night. I'm more with you. I don't want to waste too many innings in the minors. You know, he'll be here eventually, and Justin, he's a special prospect. I'm with you in that these guys don't come around very often. I mean, when I watch him, he reminds me of a young Verlander, so he's got a chance to be something really special here. Justin, what's your tri-day submission here, something Hugh Douglas would not try?
I'll go with taking accountability and apologizing, admitting he was wrong.
That's going to be top to top.
That's a good one, Justin. I can tell you right now, that one ain't going to
work. That's a big-time answer, Justin. Justin. Justin, that's a good one.
I like
taking accountability.
For a first-time caller, Justin nailed it.
That's not true.
Oh,
I take accountability all the time. Justin, you were wrong for that.
It took the greatest Eagles defense of all time for you to just slightly bend and say it might be important.
No, it's not, because most of those cats are not here. My point is been made.
No, it hasn't.
Luxury, not a necessity.
No, it hasn't. You think it's
luxury,
been made.
Not a necessity.
It's going to go down with one of those, the afraid of commitment?
Yes.
And the things that really struck a nerve with you.
Yeah, afraid of commitment.
This one's going to hit for weeks.
That was good.
He's going to be sitting there this weekend thinking about that answer from Justin.
Justin tried to live rent-free in my head this weekend. Justin, it didn't work.
Justin, that's
did not work. Justin,
big time answer. Let's go to Don in Old City. What's up, Don?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Don. What's up?
Listen, I don't know. I have a problem because, first of all, the bats are hitting good, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pitching is not that bad,
mm-hmm.
but you know, we're still doing good. What's with all this bashing with the Phillies? I mean,
that's right, Hugh.
I would have no problem apologizing today.
Who's bashing?
And I can tell what's the name can't be married because he don't.
Before you bash me about my marital status, correctly say my name. You know my name. Don't act like you don't know who's sitting in this chair. If you're gonna bash me, do it respectfully.
All right. I respectfully bash you because the Phillies are doing great, and respectfully, give him a break. I mean,
how am I not giving?
Perfect. And let me tell you something. The season is early, mm-hmm. but it's early for everybody.
That's
not
right.
Just the Phillies.
That's right, Don. You let him hear it.
Duh. It's early for all the teams, not just the Phillies. And let me tell you something else. Ranger Suarez, he needs to pack a bag and get the hell out too.
Why are we getting rid of Ranger?
A bad start on Sunday.
Yeah, one start.
Yeah, I'm just going off of what Don's saying. Yeah.
See,
you know what? I'll tell you, I may not. He may only have one start, but something inside of me is telling me we would do better without Rangers. Trust me.
You know what, Don? I'm glad you got there. So, what did your gut tell you at the beginning of the season when Taiwan was coming up to the mound? Be honest. Be honest. What were you thinking? His first start. What were you thinking?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was thinking that he had a shaky start, and I doubted it a little bit, but I knew that we was going to come through just like we do every year.
You know what,
Don? Give him a little time and just have patience because, like I said, it's an early start for all the teams.
That's right, Don. See, Don gets it.
You know what, Don?
Don gets it.
Don, you know what? You owe me an apology.
No, don't apologize, Don.
Because I believed in Taiwan, and you didn't. So you need to apologize to me because I was the only one that believed in.
Time out. I didn't believe in.
Time out. We're not spinning this to apologize to Hugh Douglas. We're not.
Don, apologize.
Don, do not apologize to Hugh.
Don, apologize to me.
Listen, time heals all wounds. I knew he was going to be all right.
You knew. You didn't know it, Don.
You know who knew? Dave Dombrowski knew.
This is such a lie.
Don. Exactly. So basically, Don, you must not be married either because we're both sitting up here telling lies. That's what we're doing right now.
I'll apologize in a heartbeat to come
home. All right, then apologize to me then.
No.
Apologize.
Don't you dare, Don.
Listen, in my soul, I can't apologize to you because I know you're wrong.
Don, what do you got for us? Try day, something Hugh wouldn't do.
I'll tell you what Hugh wouldn't do. Hugh wouldn't eat a meal and take a hard liquor drink at the same time.
Oh, that's a good one, Don. Don knows the show. Don, good answer.
Don's funny.
Don's right.
I feel attacked. This is how this is going to go on a Friday.
Well, I mean, this is easy. If you apologize, we wouldn't be here.
Justin with accountability.
Yeah.
Don, like,
it did hit me that Tri-Day is basically just like coming Hugh's throat today.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, you have many things you've told us you wouldn't try.
The fact that he said, I'm not married, that kind of hurt a little bit. that stung a little bit.
This is going to be a tough weekend for Hugh. All right.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
buddy.
That means I'm sorry, too.
Ain't he got a girlfriend.
I am sorry, too, but this was easy. If you just apologize, we wouldn't be here.
I'm not going to do it.
I know, but this...
I'm not going
to
do it.
We didn't have to go down this path. You led us here.
I'm okay. I just, you know, it's...
Are you okay?
No, he's not.
You can see him. He's hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that one kind of hit home. You know what? Usually I can shake them off when they come back to back like that.
Not back to back.
He went back to back on me.
Back to back at 11:11 in the morning? My goodness gracious.
It's going to be a rough week. Yeah. I slept good last night, man.
You have new fans.
Man, listen, I bought 2 fans. It's like a wind tunnel. It's like, shout out to the people at Home Depot. The dude, like, I got these big ass industrial fans, right?
Yeah.
These fans were so big that Buddy had to reach them, like, you know, normally the little box fans, right?
Yeah, you can just pick those up.
They can pick those up. No, he had to go on the top shelf.
Oh.
I had to wait for somebody to help me get those.
And you got 2?
I got 2 of them things, man. It's like a wind tunnel. It's awesome. It's the white noise. It's the white noise and it's the air circulating. I've been sleeping with a fan on for like ever. So I upped the experience. I got 2 of them and I got a weighted blanket.
How about you?
Oh my goodness. Look at God. Boy, I bought that weighted blanket and them 2 fans. It's just, I'm going to have a great weekend sleeping good.
If you're wondering where Hugh Douglas is, he's sleeping.
I got my 2 fans, my weighted blanket, and some bourbon. It's a good weekend.
He is sleeping off all of your insults today. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, Will? What's up?
Oh, man. Happy Fighting Friday, baby.
Happy Fighting Friday. We'll take that.
What's going on, Will? What are you thinking here?
I knew they was going to bring them brooms out last night, man, and I'm happy they did it. Man, what I saw yesterday, man, was a manager managing the team, man. Mm-hmm. So he took Lazaro out a little early when he started getting smacked around a little bit. He made the proper adjustments. But what I love about the team, they made the adjustments. They saw that they didn't need the big homer. All they needed to do was keep playing the small ball, getting people on base, and then bringing them home, man. And that's what they did. And one thing about if you do a certain thing a lot of times, it becomes a routine. And I think by them keep playing like this, it's going to become a routine. I want to say this, too, with Bryce Harper, right? Bryce is doing the right thing, right? He wants to see that the team can carry the weight without him, right? So we ain't got to worry about Bryce.
So you think it's intentional? He's not hitting?
I mean, I'm not saying it's intentional all the way. Not all the way, but I believe, listen, it's working because we're not really dependent on him to, you know, give us that spark. Everybody is a spark now, and that's what we need as a team, man. We don't want to depend on one person. And last but not least, right, with the All-Star game, I don't want none of the players, none of the starters to play in that thing. Because it's going to distract us. It's going to take us off our journey. And all we need to do is focus on that one thing, man.
So you don't want any Philly in the All-Star game? Am I hearing this right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Stop it. That's not going to happen.
This is new.
It's actually a good take.
That's not. No, they're going to play an All-Star game.
No, maybe they shouldn't this year. They had eight guys last year. And look what happened in the second half.
It's the Embiid in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Y'all don't feel that good if y'all talking about not letting them play in the All-Star game.
No, man. Listen.
Kyle, write this subject. Write this topic down. We're doing this
soon.
Thank you, Will. Yeah. Will, good stuff, man.
I mean, hey, listen, I know it may sound far-fetched, but now that's a distraction.
I mean, far-fetched. This show does far-fetch. She won't even apologize to a GM that got Lizardo for nothing.
That's just like saying a wife is a distraction. You can't do that, man. The All-Star game is
not a distraction. You were the one talking about Ranger's wife.
Wait, hold on a second. Just compared a wife to a two-day trip to play a baseball game?
No, I'm just saying if we want to talk about stuff that's crazy.
Wives aren't distractions.
Ask Ranger. How'd it work out for
Maybe
Ranger?
Maybe Ranger just isn't that good.
How'd it work out for Alec Bohm?
I don't know if they're married.
Well, he's not married, but he has a significant other. Ask Bill Belichick how that's working out for him.
Not well for Bill.
Bill is struggling.
But she's a lot. UNC kicked her right out of the building.
Hey, like I've been trying to tell you, undefeated.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Well, he might lose his job over this one, which is wild.
He'll lose that job before he lose her.
If he had a pick right now, you think he picks
He's picking her.
I think he's picking her too.
He gave her $8 million. Undefeated.
Yeah. That money's going to be gone soon. All right, Will, what do you got for something Hugh Douglas would not try?
Hey, I'm going to say this real quick. I agree with Hugh with the women and sports and all that. Listen, look at Ranger. He can't stop humping and now.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I left it vague for a reason.
So we're all channeling our inner Mick here. Women weak in knees. Is that what we're doing? Knees.
I didn't say that.
I'm gonna say this for you since you're talking about wives. Hey, you. I think it's time to find one and settle down.
So you're saying Hugh won't get married again? Is that what he won't do?
Yes.
All right. So try day Hugh Douglas marriage one more time. That's it.
Yeah. This has turned out to be a great day for me.
Now, to be fair, all of this stuff that people are saying, you've given them this feeling by your personality.
I've cultivated
you
this.
Have. I don't know. Kyle was on the phone. I don't know if you heard that last submission for Try Day. Will's was marriage once again. Hugh won't try marriage again.
Man.
Yeah, he's getting
hard.
You get rocked today.
This is not the way I expected these answers to go.
So maybe people missed it.
But I'm glad they listened.
It could be an experience, which marriage sure is. It could be a food. It doesn't have to be just personal things that you... Douglas won't try anymore.
I didn't know it was going to go this way.
I'm still laughing at taking accountability. I mean, it's the best.
That one hurt a little bit.
It's so good.
That was Justin, right?
It was Justin. That was his first call ever to the show.
Good job, Justin.
But he's been listening very intently. All right, Alan's in West Oak Lane. What's up, Alan?
Hey, good afternoon. Almost afternoon. Anyway, how's it going?
Good, Alan. What's up?
That's good. So I have to tell you, first of all, you, best T-shirt collection. I want to know, are those T-shirts hanging or are they folded in the drawer?
Well, they're folded because there's I have so many that I have to fold them, but I do drip dry them. Shout out to Philly Goat. Yeah, because Philly Goat has hooked me up with a couple. Mm. Like, being here in the city, like, man.
And you iron your shirts, too?
Yes.
I could tell. Not a wrinkle on there. You look good on this.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
He's the anti-Jack. Jack always has wrinkles in his shirts.
I can't, you know, I'm a little, like, I can't stand that. You know,
because in general? Well, or, like, for you?
Because when I hang them up,
yeah,
they get the little, you know, on the shoulder. Yeah. So, I got to iron those out, yeah.
Yeah. Nope. I got you. Well, anyway. The reason I called was I don't think we need to apologize to Dombrowski, but I think we need to tip the cap and say, he saw something that we're not seeing. So I'm going to give him a pass right now and make sure that, you know, guys are playing well.
Well, they really are. And now
the guys are playing well. And you know what? Look, it's only May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
We're, as fans, whether it's Philly fans or anywhere else, we have no patience. Okay, and I think that's a thing that you got to have. Of course, I'm just like everybody else. This guy stinks. Oh, my God, this guy stinks. But they're playing really well, and they're playing the way that we expected them to. So if that's lifting everybody up, okay, then that's the way to go. Let's give it, like I said to Kyle, give it a couple of months. Let's see what happens when we hit midsummer. All right, if they're still playing this way and we get to the playoffs, et cetera, then you can, you know, say, all right, listen, we were wrong. Dombrowski was right. He saw something. Middleton saw something. The coaches saw something that we don't see because we just want to see results. Okay, and that's what I got.
Well, that's fair. And they definitely saw something in Lizardo. He's been excellent for them. All right, Alan, what do you got for us? Something you don't think Hugh would try?
Well, I've been watching and listening long enough to know that you has got some serious phobias. Okay, so instead of putting them in the water, I'm going to put them in the sky, and I'm going to say skydiving is something that he would not.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one,
funny,
Alan.
That was funny, Alan. That was the first thing that I said I would not do.
Yep,
I don't have no grown ass man on my back. What the hell?
You'd look. Hey, listen, even if you did, you'd look good going down.
Especially in his iron T-shirts. Alan, good phone call.
No, I've been trying to say this. Seems like nobody's listening to me.
Mm-mm.
But like this whole thing about like, let's wait and see.
That's not pledge worthy.
But like, it's also not the point. Like the point is that they have like, this is the one last chance. The reason it's a good offseason is because they're not stuck. Like they're not screwed if it doesn't work out.
You know what I think most Philly fans are feeling? Like they're enjoying the season as we should. But the unfortunate thing about all this, Kyle, is there's a pattern. There's a pattern there that I think a lot of fans they're enjoying the season, but they're a little apprehensive. Because this is not unfamiliar territory for us when we watch this baseball team.
You know, this sounds like this is trust issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because I don't want to say it's not trust, but it's not that. It's because this is where it gets tricky for me. It's because we're all emotionally invested in the Phillies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these are not unfamiliar waters that we've been in with this team.
Well,
it's
yes.
just unfortunately for us that it peters off at the wrong time.
My point is, it's not if they win the World Series, it's a good offseason. The good offseason is based on the hedge, like the out, lever that they can pull after the season if they don't.
See, I'm not there with it, but I get what you're saying.
And they got, they because if the objective was, as Kyle's talking about, try to improve the team a little bit, not change much, but also not hamstring the future. They did that.
Okay.
Right? Kepler is a one-year deal, and he looks pretty good so far. And Lizardo, they didn't give up their top like, he looks like the kind of pitcher you have to pay your top prospects for. Now, you made a point earlier, which is fair. He had a back injury last year.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs failed his physical. Maybe if there were no injury concerns, he would have cost them Aiden Miller, one of their top prospects. They got him. Like, usually if you acquire a pitcher that is an all-star or Cy Young caliber, you got to give up a lot. They got him for not that much. That's a good trade right now.
Okay, let me spin it like this. Just playing devil's advocate here. Okay, how about if this is what happened? Like, their biggest move in the offseason. Okay, this is what they want to do in the offseason, I should say. What if they wanted to trade Bone in order to get Soto, but it didn't go the way that they wanted it to go? So, they wait all of this time because, to be honest, during that whole time when they were talking about trading Bone, there was not a lot being said. Because, you know, they were trying to figure out his trade value and all this other stuff. While all of this stuff was going on, they're trying to position themselves to get Juan Soto. So that doesn't happen.
But
so wait a minute, let me say just good, like that didn't happen. But okay, say now they made all these other fridge moves because these moves were made late. They weren't made like right away. They were kind of late moves.
They were. More like December than November. Yes, January, yeah.
These were moves that were made because somebody sat there and said, okay, we got to do something.
We got to do something.
We got to do something because we didn't do what we set out to do.
Yep.
Because that was the biggest, like going into this season, that was the biggest thing that everybody was talking about. Alec Bohm's not going to be here. Hell, he was even asked in a press conference or interview right after the season. And he said it defiantly that I'm going to be here. So look at it like this. Maybe they got lucky because they made these last minute moves because they didn't have any other moves to make.
And that's okay though.
Yeah. I mean, if they got so lucky, that's why I apologize.
But the results.
Because you didn't set out with the plan that you started
who
with.
Who cares? All that matters is
you
results.
You got lucky.
You don't think Howie gets lucky? Jalen Hurts was there with the 53rd pick.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. I will say this, like the lack of the big move or the Juan Soto thing, that to me dates back to a mistake from a previous offseason, and that was overcommitting the trade turn.
Sure, yeah.
That's not this offseason. So we can be mad about not signing Juan Soto.
But the money was spent.
That's kind of a separate issue.
Yeah, they spent their money. Their big money. 215-592-9494. We're fielding apologies today. Phone calls or refusals. I mean, we know Hugh Douglas here refusing to apologize. To Dave Dombrowski, he had a better offseason than we gave him credit for. And for Tri-Day today, we got a $100 gift card to Sunoco, something Hugh Douglas would not try. And it kind of an anti-Tri-Day. Could be food, could be an experience, could be a life thing, like a marriage again. And when we come back, I got to get to some audio from Daryl Morey, who is driving me insane. You'll hear that next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.